Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 737 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Super Samurai, episode 14, A Crack in the World.
It aired October 13th, 2012, written by Seth Walter?
We've heard that name before.
Directed by Nobuhiro Suzumura and Akihiro Yuji Noguchi.
Oh, Yuji's got some help on this one. Sorry, did you say October?
October 13th, 2012.
Can you scroll up to the last episode? Because I'm pretty sure yesterday when we recorded, I said that that one came out in May.
May 12th, 2012.
Okay, just a quick five-month break right in the middle of the year. There's not a lot of episodes left. It's weird to do that.
I scrolled down because I'm looking at the next one. The next one is November 3rd, so still like another month.
And they just dropped one episode and then took a month off. Okay.
At the end of the description of the last of this episode that we're about to watch, there's a little like aside.
Where it tells you like a
little footnote. Yeah. And it says, this episode was first broadcast on Nickelodeon, parentheses, Latin America.
Okay.
On August 23rd, 2012. And Nickelodeon, Netherlands, September 23rd, 2012.
Why are they getting the Power Rangers early? What kind of deal have they got down there?
I don't know.
Can you scroll? You got to scroll for like a minute, but can you? So I assume that the Halloween episode would come after this one then.
Hang on. See, it's called Trickster Treat.
Trickster Treat. I think it was sometime in October, I imagine. That's Halloween times.
Trickster Treat was October 27th, 2012.
Okay. So this one. So they took 5 months off, dropped this one. 2 weeks later, put out a Halloween episode that's probably unrelated, and then went back to doing the regular show. That's one way you can do it, I guess, Power Rangers Samurai.
Okay, and sorry, I'm getting like way ahead of this, but scrolling back up, the footnote on the next episode says this episode was originally scheduled to air on October 20th, 2012. So that would have been between this one and the Halloween one, but it was pushed back for the TMNT premiere.
Oh, the TMNT...
This is 2012, so that would have been the new CGI one.
That one was okay.
Yeah.
I can see them bumping. I mean, look, to be fair, Power Rangers did sort of steal TMNT's thunder back in 1993, so it's only fair that they bump it for, 2 weeks to make up for it. Because the world used to, it was Ninja Turtles until it was Power Rangers, until it was Pokemon, and then it sort of stopped being anything else for like a while. And now I'm 36 and I don't know what.
Yeah, but there's been a couple things that kind of threatened that space, but never really got there.
Pokemon is the most popular brand.
It's still Pokemon.
So
I feel like Steven Universe got really, really big for a minute.
It did. It was the problem with Steven Universe, though, is that nobody knew when it was going to be on because Cartoon Network didn't tell anyone. They're like, oh, by the way, we're putting 5 episodes out this week. All right, see you in 3 months.
And it was just a cartoon. They didn't merch it out the way they needed
there
to.
There could and should be.
You got to have toys.
There should be 100 Steven Universe toys for every gem. They should put it out. We used to, and look, I know it's greedy and it's extremely capitalistic, but you used to makes stuff so that you could sell toys, and so you had to make the toys, and that was where a lot of the money came from. Like Power Rangers made $1 billion in toy sales.
That was in the 90s, where kids mattered.
When kids, and now they're like, we don't care about kids. You can't go anywhere on the internet without it.
You can't go anywhere in real life either.
You can't go anywhere in real life, and if you want to watch TV, you have to pay somebody $15 a month somewhere. You can't just put on TV unless you want to watch Henry Danger or SpongeBob, and that's it. Or whatever's on Disney. Disney has a bigger variety of television programming than Nickelodeon, which is like basically the SpongeBob desert at this point.
Yeah.
Every time there's a new show, I feel like I talked about it recently. Every time I hear about a new show at Nickelodeon, I'm like, oh, you're still doing that. Okay, neat. I didn't know you're still doing new stuff. Cool. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got YouTube. With or without premium. And I'm not going to say that I recommend it, but God, do you save so much time.
It's nice.
It's insane.
Nice. Well,
I said, it was in, I think it was in Grand Pooh Bear's chat. He was talking about AI ads, and I was like, AI ads on YouTube started making me feel insane, so I got YouTube premium. Like, they made me get YouTube premium. And someone's like, YouTube got you. That's what it wanted. And I was like, okay. I don't think YouTube was making the fake ads to put on there, but if they were, they can have my $11 a month. You know, it's a bad trick. But even if it wasn't the ads that drove me crazy, you save so much time not watching ads. It's kind of insane.
That's very brave of you to post in a streamer's chat.
I do occasionally.
I commented on a video the other day, and I was like, I shouldn't have done that. I feel bad that I did that.
I will comment on some videos because I want to help feed the algo, right? I want the algo to be like, people are watching this and commenting, so we'll boost it. But I only really comment on Grand Pooh Bear videos when I watch, you know, his like edited versions of things.
Yeah.
Or Yoshi Stack's videos. but that's because I know Yoshi Stack. And like,
right.
I'm not like on a Madison Clydesdale video being like, cool house, because she's, you know, converting a cabin into a full time home. And it's neat stuff. But I'm never like, nice job. You know, like,
you're going to be the guy in the comments that's like, oh, cool.
You're right. It's like, yeah. I watched it.
Discovering a lot of I've gone on like a music journey for 2026. Last year I wanted to play more video games. This year I want to listen to more music.
Cool.
It's all girl fronted, which I think is good because I've spent 40 years listening to guy bands.
I think I think I hit the point that you're at about 15 years, maybe 10 years ago, maybe closer to 40, whenever Carly Rae, 2012, yeah, about then, which is that girl fronted anything is not afraid of emotions.
Yeah.
And so the music goes deeper than a lot of guys, which is also why I like Fall Out Boy, because they get deep in there.
And there's a lot of the comments.
Is it just like, you're so pretty?
There's a lot of creepy stuff. Especially with the warning. Like, they're always trying to make the warning sisters compete with each other, and I don't get it.
That's weird.
Because the whole point of the band is that they are all equally important to the music.
That's wild.
But other than the weird sexual pretty stuff,
right?
There's just a lot of people, because it's also a lot of like Gen Z bands that I'm getting now. A lot of like younger people making rock, new metal, pop punk, punk. Like, that's the kind of stuff I'm getting. All the comments are like, I am 68 years old and I grew up with these bands and I like this music. They always have to tell how old they are and the bands that they like.
I feel like I don't know if this is a generation thing, but I've seen stuff like that too on like just in passing. And it's like, I don't need your bona fides.
Yeah.
I don't like, first of all,
I'm a 70-year-old Twisted Sister fan and these girls make good music.
Like, I understand that you sound like those procedurally generated t-shirts because you have 100. Like, I get that. But, like, I don't know who you are, Buttman77. Like, I don't need to know your opinion on, or, like, why it matters that you like it. Glad you're here, but move it along, dog.
Also, like, it doesn't matter how old you are.
No.
Like, I get, like, because they're kids.
Yeah.
And so you think you have to,
you're giving your being approval. Old,
is approving and like boosting them, but like, it's not, they don't, like, care what old people think, and nor should they.
There's also this thing, and I feel like it happens in Twitch chat, and I feel like it happens in YouTube comments a lot, and like, it's happened in like our social media spaces, you know, in the past, not as much anymore, because like everyone is sort of stepping back from social media, which is, I think, a good idea.
Yeah,
but there's this, like, I don't know how to describe it exactly. It's like a primordial need to, like, be the main character.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, like, you're not making music, they are, you know? And it's like you commenting that, like, you approve of them is not going to, like, get you anything. And I don't know, like, it feels like you want it to, but it will not.
Like, your age legitimizes them.
Yeah.
Like, in a way that doesn't...
They, like, they wouldn't have just, gotten from being just good at music.
It's weird because it happens in every comment section so much.
Yeah. It also might be robots doing it.
It could be robots. There was one that made fun of it that was like, I'm like a 4,000-year-old elf that, like, grew up with pan flutes and whatever.
That's good stuff. I don't know. I don't think it's like necessarily like a bad thing, because it's like happening, you know, like we do a podcast about Pokemon and Power Rangers, and for a long time, and still occasionally, people love to correct us about things that like we didn't ask about. And it's like, Yeah, I mean, I'm not listening to your show, so, like, I get why you would want to tell me that here. Like, but also, it's like, I don't know, everybody just kind of wants to be noticed every once in a while, unless you don't, and then you don't leave YouTube comments or talk in Twitch chat, which is also, I think, a valuable way to go about things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, now that we got that out.
Yeah. We did talk.
Go buy CDs from the bands you like. Don't just stream them.
Yeah, there's a couple CDs I gotta hunt down.
At the very least, like, buy a digital version. Get a physical one if you can, but a lot of stuff kind of isn't.
Yeah,
like that.
So I'm a big fan of the show School Spirits, and they have a absolutely killer soundtrack. Like, every season's soundtrack is, like, amazing. And I wish they would put the soundtrack out on CD, and they won't, because we live in 2026, so I'm not going to get the School Spirit Season 1 soundtrack.
Might get it on vinyl.
I don't have one of those. I do have a tape player, and I am going to make a tape of this first season of School Spirit soundtrack, because it's about 90 minutes, so it'll fit.
I got to buy some blank tapes, because I got a tape player, a cassette CD player for Christmas.
Nice.
And in the instructions, it says you can record off the radio, off CDs. It has Bluetooth, and you can record from your phone onto a tape. And I'm like, oh.
Mine has a Bluetooth to tape thing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to go watch whatever the hell episode we're supposed to be watching?
A crack in the world.
A crack in the world.
Yeah, let's go. We're done being grumpy about music, I guess.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
Circle back around. And this is after we didn't even record this, when we were complaining about Billboard's top 100 modern rock songs or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're welcome. Anyway,
let's go watch and complain about this episode of Power Rangers instead.
I mean, look, Jane's dead. Lauren's got to show up. Maybe something good will happen. Let's Super Samurai, guys.
Jake.
Josh. And we're back, and we just watched The Crack in the World.
If last time you said you could put money down on whether or not Lauren would show, I think I said I would bet money that Lauren has shown up. Mm-hmm. We recorded last night with Claire, so it's pretty fresh that I'm pretty confident I said I would bet money that Lauren shows up, and I, to spoilers, would have lost money.
You would have been a fool to place that bet.
How on earth are they still keeping her hidden?
They've hinted at her, like, the first hints of Lauren. I feel like we're in regular Samurai.
There were, like, the sixth episode with Petey Pennsylvania. He's like, you got a secret.
You
like
got
that
a secret. And you will never find it out. No one will ever know.
Jaden's secret is he's left-handed or something. And he's like, well, I didn't want to say anything because Samurai can't be left-handed or else they get thrown in the river. So, but it's like, no, you got a whole extra sister that people know about. Like, I know an actress was cast to play her, but is she in the show so far? I don't think so. She's going to be in, like, the Christmas episode and the finale, and that's it.
It's wild. It is wild that, like, she's not in the show for like 95% of
for
it,
most
right?
of it.
She's
not,
but she is the samurai representation in all other stuff.
I think that that is correlated. I think that those two things are for the same reason. Like, the reason people like her the most is because she's not in the rest of the bad show, right? Samurai. HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's a website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through SPD, including a bunch of Bobos. You can also go to sysl.dev or .ca. I don't know if you're in Canada, maybe .ca runs faster. I don't know how websites work. And you can find the archive feed on there, thanks to Sizzle. And also go check out a bunch of other stuff. He's also making some sort of spooky hotel game currently.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
that. That looks exactly up my alley. So I'm really excited to see what comes of it. But there's a whole bunch of stuff there. This is cool. You can also email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Blue Sky, morphingrid.bisky.social. We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbay BM. I'm not going to say Podcrack.
The pod in the cast.
Wouldn't it be the cast in the pod?
The cast in the world?
The cast in the pot.
That sounds like best. That sounds like CM Punk. The cast in the world.
Right. He hasn't been that since 2013, maybe. And honestly, he's never been that because he was a contemporary with Bryan Danielson. So
yeah,
nice try, CM Punk. I don't know. Maybe I don't have a joke for it. Just leave us a rating review. Or else.
Yeah. You're going to have to get on the boat with us or else.
Or else. Or we're going to throw you into the river if you don't leave a rating review.
Which is good for you, maybe?
It depends.
A lot of the monsters live in the river.
They live in the river, but you're not a monster. You're a person listening.
That's right. And so it would actually be very bad for you. Yeah. We actually are monsters. I think that's pretty apparent after 736 episodes.
I think by
episodes.
Now they know that we're monsters, Josh. I think they figured it out by now. And we'll throw you in the river, and you won't like it because it's sticky in there. And
it's that good red water.
It's all sticky. You're going to feel so weird the whole time. Have you seen any videos of someone dropping a superheated metal object into different things?
Into like a gelatin and it farts a lot?
I saw one that was in like a tube of Jell-O and it was weird. But they call them RHCBs, which I don't know what that stands for. But every time I see it, I'm like, oh, Red Hot Chili Pepper. You gotta drop the Red Hot Chili Pepper onto a plate full of sand or whatever.
I don't know what the C would be. Whatever kind of metal the ball is. Red hot something ball.
Ball might be. It might be ball. That makes sense. Red hot copper ball.
Copper ball, maybe.
Maybe it's that. I don't know. I just read it as Red Hot Chili Pepper. So
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Were they on the
You know,
did they talk?
Were
if
they?
If the Red Hot Chili Peppers didn't get there, but that song something Peel Bananas.
Touch Peel and Stand by Days of the New, the number one mainstream rock song of all time, according to Billboard.
That I've never heard of, and when I listened to it before we started recording, I was like, this is shockingly not good. I don't think it's a bad song, but it's like, it was like great value Pearl Jam in a way that was just like...
But they use an acoustic guitar as their lead, you see? So it's like...
Oh, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
That makes it number one of all time.
It's the all-time greatest mainstream rock song.
I don't think...
That is like the longest-running episodic television show.
Right. That, yeah.
More qualifiers means less prestige.
Also, that's... Back to wrestling, that's over now because they're not on television anymore. Raw's on Netflix. They can't say that.
It's not on USA at all anymore?
No, it's only on Netflix. I think SmackDown might be on USA or Sci-Fi. I think it's on USA now.
Yeah,
and
SmackDown's
then
coming
NXT
the title.
Is on the CW, which is a network that everyone gets because it's on. That's like regular TV. So I feel like that's where you would want to get your bigger show. But I'd rather NXT be there anyway.
Yeah.
Not that I've watched WWE.
I've been watching stuff for the new game coming out.
It looks bad, man.
It looks the same as they always look, but like I don't know half the people. It's like, here's the entrance for this guy, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know who that is.
I know Ricky Starks is there. He's got a new
His
name.
Model looks very good.
Because he's a handsome-ass man.
The thumbnail from his like entrance reveal I thought was a picture at first.
It's because Ricky's a hot man.
And you see it in motion, and you're like, oh, it's a WWE game. I see it now.
I saw one that had, like, it was like a DX, and it was like a five-person DX entrance, and it was Triple H and X-Pac and Road Dogg and Billy Gunn and Shawn Michaels. And I was like, Shawn Michaels doesn't know those other guys. Like,
he was
never
in this group
there with them.
Also, that Triple H, the DX Triple H, has maybe the worst hair in the game that I've ever seen.
Look, WWE's hair has always been bad. Their games have always been bad hair. Because, like, realistic hair in games is bad. Like, no one does it good because it's hard and the processing power needed to make it look good is impossible, basically. It's really bad.
But you can still, like, it might be a solid chunk, but you can shape it to look like real
that,
hair. And they did not do that with this Triple H. They just plopped a blonde wig on old-ass Triple H's face and, like, erased some wrinkles.
Right. And they're like,
and
that's him.
He looks awful.
And you're like, no, that's a monster. And you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/AJ and Josh Frizzles. $1 a month, you can help support the show. We really appreciate it. For $5 and up, you get access to the Discord. And it's cool there. There's cool people. It's a fun time. It's a chill hang. Maggie's trying to get back in my room now, and I'm not going to let her in because she had her chance.
You blew it, Mags.
Yeah, so that's it. We haven't like checked emails or anything in a while, and I don't want to do it right now because we recorded for 3 hours last night. So do you want to just jump in?
Yeah, we can do that next time. Pull up some reviews if we have any.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope we do, or else we're going to throw a lot of people into that sticky river. We start off on training. But wait a minute. Wasn't Jaden like fully dead at the end of last episode?
It's wild how that is not going to matter in this one at all.
Dude's fine.
That one ended with them laying him on a couple ottomans being like, I think he's going to die, right? Like,
if this was any other television show in history, this would start immediately where that one ended with them being like, we need to get him new blood. All his blood's gone. We got to get blood in him. And Kevin, like, hooking himself up to a blood transfusion machine. And Mike getting a cold compress for his or Mike just walking around nervous because Emily was crying. Like, ended with Emily crying.
Emily had tears on her face.
And then it just starts with Mike and Kevin doing, like, goofy sparring while Jaden's in the background totally fine.
Yeah.
Also practicing. Why?
He's gonna get his strength back.
What the hell?
I don't know. I had forgotten, actually, until we started this one, that the last one ended with him, like...
I thought I skipped an episode.
In danger, basically. Like, his health was in danger. He had the health beep at the end of the last episode.
So, in... Yeah, like, he... Like, the dungeon music was playing. It was beeping over it. He had Resident Evil. He was walking slow. He had Resident Evil low health animations. So, on the YouTube... The order of these episodes goes the last one that we watched, then the Halloween episode, and then this one. Does the Halloween episode canonically go there? Is that like where it should be then? Like, when we watch the Halloween episode, is it going to start with a dead Jaden getting resurrected by the spirit of Halloween to play games or whatever? I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see how it... I really think it's going to tie the two together.
Also on this playlist that we're using, the secret one that has them in order...
Uh-huh.
At the end, it is kind of, is still a little out of order.
Yeah, it's 20 like, and 21 are not in the right order. Because it's maybe amateurs.
Right.
Also, I finished editing, what's the last episode I sent? Oh, the that can go up, by the way. The movie episode, 722, can go up. So I watched that with Ash because it was about to come out. So we watched that.
Oh, you might have to drop that back in there.
Did you delete it?
I cleaned it out yesterday. I downloaded the new Pokemon one, and I cleaned out all the old stuff, and I forgot 722 was
that order? Okay, I'll drop it back in.
So you might have to drop that one back in there.
I can do that. So I was like, here's the – we're watching that. And then I went to, like, look it up to – because instead of going to the thing, I just typed in Clash of the Red Rangers on YouTube. And there's, like, three or four on the official – Power Rangers YouTube. There are three or four uploads of the full Clash of the Red Rangers movie, which is insane that they have that many. And the one in the playlist has like 6 million views, but I don't know if that's counting all of them because they are all technically the same video. Some of them have different numbers, so I don't know. I don't know how. Just let us get in. Just give us.
God, what a mess.
Let us just get in there and just fix a little bit. All right, please.
It's like. Why is it even? I know it's a fan account that they bought and just
right because it had more subscribers than their actual Power Rangers.
But man,
YouTube.
I don't know. Put a little work in,
right? Just a little bit. Surely
an intern would do this.
Surely
like,
some intern cares a little bit about organization that you can give them that job. Anyway. So everyone's fine and they're cool. And Kevin's like, why were Xandru and Serrator fighting each other? So this is the next episode. This is the one that comes right after that last one, though. If
right, because it's going to also flash back to the actual them fighting each other.
Yeah. And so while he's doing this, he like ducks to like make a map out of rocks or whatever. And Mike actually flips over him and stuff.
Yeah. This whole time he's accidentally countering and blocking Mike.
who's like, what are you doing? And they like, it's like a bunch of like, it's slapstick. It's pretty fun, to be fair. But it's also like, Jaden should be dead. What are we doing? Like, it's distracting.
He had some chicken soup. He's all right.
I guess so. He had some chicken soup, got a milkshake, took a walk. He's fine now. So they go inside and they pull the map up, like the map, and he starts putting dots of all the recent attacks. And he's like, if we get rid of all the ones that aren't Serrator, that are just Serrator related, it's a straight line.
Oh my God.
What is he planning? And then we cut to Serrator on the boat being like, Xander's in the water, so I'll have time to do my plan while he's getting rehydrated down there. Wow. And two things. And this is funny because it's another one of those, like, here's the thing they said they were going to do last episode and they just didn't do, is Dayu's not here because she didn't come back to the boat because Xandru had to go in the drink immediately.
Right.
Even though she's like
still just hanging out with Decker in the woods.
She's
instead.
Still back in just in the woods.
Even though at the end of the last episode, Xandru fixed her chamisen and was like, you now have to live on my boat.
You come
and
back to the boat right now, I swear to God. And she's like,
or
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I'll do that. And then he went back and immediately went in the water. She's like, oh, well, I'm not going to go to the boat then. Like, I'm not doing that.
He can't miss me if he's not there.
Yeah, so he's just floating. Serrator's gloating. Gloating and floating. their classic bit that they love to do. And then he says something about how now he can do his plan. And they will tell you what the plan is, which is cut the earth open.
Last time, it was Jaden saying that he lost his edge over and over again for 20 minutes. And this time it is Serrator saying he's going to break open the world.
He specifically talks about the misery wedge. There's wedges of misery that they're using to crack the world open. And he's going to talk about it about 15 times in this episode, just so you really understand that they're going to break the world open. And to do that, they're using misery from humans as wedges.
Yeah.
It's maybe the most I've ever been talked down to in Power Rangers. It's insane. So he calls up a new guy. He calls up Jordy Nebraska. He's like, get up here. Hey, go to the spot. You remember his magic compass from last time? He's like, go to wherever this points you and just make some humans miserable there. And he's like, okay. And so he goes to do that.
His monster name is like Pestilax or something.
It's like something pestilence related. He does bugs. Yeah. He has bugs that come out of him.
He makes yucky bugs.
And those bugs give you a tummy ache. We'll find out.
And there ain't nothing more miserable than a tummy ache.
I mean, honestly.
I'm not saying that facetiously.
Honestly. I think tummy is the worst part of me to feel bad. I don't like throat. Throat and tummy are the two worst for me. And then headache, I think a close third. But yeah, but if you want to make me miserable, give me a tummy ache forever. And like, yeah, I'll be miserable. Sure, absolutely. So we go to the theme song. When we come back, Antonio is catching a fish. And he calls this fish Fishzilla, which to me would indicate that it's the biggest fish he ever caught. Except I'm pretty confident we've seen him with much bigger fishes than this one. So I don't know why this one needs a photo shoot.
He tries to take a selfie with it, but he can't hold the pole, fish, and phone all at the same
time. It's too wiggly.
But thank goodness there is a random photo booth across the street of the pier.
So this is 2012. Malls aren't dead yet. They're not
no,
doing
they're
wonderful.
Dying, but they're still hanging on.
Malls, by the way, coming back, it seems like.
Yes, people don't want to give Jeff Bezos any more money.
Yeah, which is great. They want to go to a place and look at the thing they're going
to
buy.
I want to go to a CD store.
I want to go to a CD store so bad.
So bad.
I want to go to a CD store so bad, and they don't really exist anymore.
No,
FYE apparently
to find
went out of business.
Here, but it's all like, if I Google like Somerset, Kentucky, not to dox myself.
Right.
If I Google Somerset,
that's near
Kentucky,
you. That's not where you live, but it's, you know, it's
CD store. There's like, it's all record stores.
Yeah,
that have like used CDs, and I don't want that.
I don't want someone else's CDs. Ew. Is FYE alive
still around?
FYE official website. Oh, Josh, This seems really low for the amount of locations they have nationwide. Would you like to guess how many FYEs are still open?
Is it even triple digits?
It is triple digits, yes.
Okay. Like 120?
130 locations.
Ooh.
That's less than three per state.
Less than three per state. Yeah. So if there's one here, it's like 4 hours away.
It's in Louisville. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's near the Target in the state. I'm at the store locator, New Hampshire. Oh, there's one in Manchester. This is probably in the mall in Manchester. No, I don't think I need to get 20% off my FYE order. Thank you, website. And then let's just kind of mosey on down to Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky's farther over than I thought. There's one in Lexington.
Okay, it's about two and a half hours.
Yeah, and then... Nope, sorry, that's technically in another state. That one's technically in Illinois. Oh, maybe not. Oh, no, this is in Kentucky. It's in Paducah, Kentucky, which is clear across the state from where you are, it looks like. So those aren't going to be terribly helpful. I can get to Manchester in an hour and change, depending on how I go. Maybe I'll wrangle something.
Depending on who's driving. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't made my little brother drive me somewhere stupid in a while, so maybe I'll do that. This is all to say, the thing about malls is that, like, this is from a mall.
Yeah.
They bought this from a mall. It's a mall photo booth at the mall. But
is it even a real photo booth?
It looks similar to one, but
it could just be a box with a curtain.
I would kind of guarantee it's a box with a curtain, and inside, like, this isn't the set when we see the inside.
Yeah, it is going to get Flintstones.
Yeah, so, like, it's not real. It's not a real one. Also, if you just, like, think about the geometry of it when it's being Flintstoned, like, that's not the same place. There's no way that's the same. So he runs over to the photo booth. Past Bonk and Spike.
Past Bonk and Spike, who are dressed in
Tai Chi.
Like Tai Chi gear.
Tai Chi, like, uniforms, which I will point out is not samurai stuff.
It's not what samurai is. Well, they got beat up by Emily, and so they're like, maybe samurai is not the right thing.
I don't want to tip my hand, but I feel like I would get more into being a samurai after that.
But anyway, they're just like, is this kata still in Tai Chi? They're just like...
It's sort of something like, I don't know. I think Tai Chi has a different probably word for it, but it is essentially like they're doing poses and breathing and moving around in ways.
And I didn't understand why they were part of this.
Uh-huh.
And like a thing that should have happened,
oh,
like what it felt like they were setting up here, does not happen.
I have it written down in my notes. The thing that I thought was going to happen, and like I'll get there, you know, pretty shortly. So everybody, stay tuned. See if you can figure it out at home.
But Antonio runs by him, goes into the photo booth, and takes a cute couple's photo session with the fish.
Him and his fish. Yeah, just he got to
which
explore.
Is actually very funny. I enjoyed this.
It's pretty cute. Yeah, and then we go outside, and then Bonk and Spike are doing more Tai Chi, and then Bonk steps on Spike's foot. Here's some things. So you know how autocorrect is getting worse?
Do you think Bonk broke Spike's toe when he did that?
I think maybe.
And then he's like, I told you not to get in my way.
At one time it was like, did you mean soik? S-O-I-K-E? And I'm like, no, I meant Spike. It's like, I think you meant soik.
Soik.
And I'm like, that's not
Bonk and soik.
Soik. And then later, when I wrote down that he stepped on Spike's foot, I wrote Bono steps on Spike's foot.
Bono?
Bono's not here right now. He's too busy. In 2012, is that when they put their album on everyone's iPod and made them universally hated forever?
Don't assume I want your stuff. Just make it free and let me download it if I want
it. Yeah, have a pop-up saying, hey, did you want U2's free album? And maybe I'll look at it. But if you just go, it's on your album now, it's on your thing now, and you couldn't delete it for a while. Nothing endears me to someone like forced file sharing.
He is so mad about the reception of the free album that he gave everybody out of the goodness of his heart that he came and stomped on Spike's foot.
And broke his toe. Then we come to Octoroo, who figured out Serrator's plan and says Serrator's plan again, even though we've sort of heard it from him a minute ago, and we'll hear it again several times. He says, I figured it out. And they're like, oh, it took you long. And he's like, well, I figured it out 2 minutes ago. But now I wish I know. I wish I knew know earlier, because it's so risky. You're going to destroy both worlds. And he's like, no, I'm not. It's going to be fine. And I'd kill you 1,000 times to get the power that I want anyway. And then Octaroo says, wait a minute. You don't have the power to do that, because in order to, you have to have somebody filled with Nihloc rage and human misery.
Yeah.
So you need Decker to do it.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, that's why you have Decker.
That's why you made Decker. And he's like, got me there. And then we cut to Dayu and Decker. And Dayu's like, we gotta kill Serrator. I hate that guy so much.
She's like pulling the knife out of the top of her sandwich. She's like, I'm gonna cut this guy.
I'm gonna cut his head right off. And Decker's like, please don't until I get my sword Uramasa back.
He's sitting crisscross on the ground just waiting for his sword Uramasa
to just like appear. He does. He literally stops and he goes, please don't. If you kill him, I can't get my cool sword back. And then she's like, oh, you're a fool if you think he's going to help. It's not going to happen. So then she leaves. And then we cut to Serrator, who goes to a graveyard. This is the coolest thing that happened in the episode.
This is pretty
the way.
Cool. Yeah.
He goes to a graveyard. And he summons Uramasa out of a grave. It was like healing in a grave.
In the grave dirt. Yeah.
That rules.
That's so cool.
That's so cool. And then we cut back to Jordy Nebraska, who finds the spot, which is in public. And I'm going to save it just right here. I'm just going to say that he's in the city.
Yeah.
Okay. So just, we don't know where. It could be anywhere.
Could be at the base of any tall building.
He's just in the city near a building, and he's ready to do some misery stuff. So then that creates an alert, which the Rangers see, and they go, that lines up with the line. So this has got to be part of the plan. So they leave, and then Mentor's like, I'll call Antonio. So he calls Antonio.
He's like, cool guy, flips his phone open.
Mentor?
Mentor did, yeah.
They're trying to make you think he's not a ding-dong so much.
He's the dingus that ever donged.
I'm not falling for this revisionist history that Mentor isn't a ding-dong.
Yeah.
But he calls Antonio.
From one ding-dong to another.
Right, and I know from ding-dongs, thank you very much. He calls Antonio. Antonio's like, I'm right near there. I'll be right there. And Antonio morphs, and I paused it, and I went, here's my prediction. It's going to take a picture of him morphing, and he's going to leave, and then Bonk and Spike, who are right outside the photo booth, are going to see the picture, and they're going to find out. Let's stay tuned.
Yeah.
He morphs, and I go, okay, there's check one, and then he runs past them, and they don't even notice, and I go, okay, well, maybe they're going to save it for later.
No, they got to wait till they see the pictures, and that's going to be the big reveal.
Yeah, so stay tuned to see where this goes. So then Jordy Nebraska pops up and sprays a bunch of bugs at people, like flies.
Yeah, he makes a bunch of yucky bugs, and they fly in your mouth and give you tummy ache.
Yeah, and look, when a bug fly in my mouth, I feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel human misery when a bug flies in my mouth. So, like, you didn't need to do the tummy ache stuff. If I get, like, a black fly in my eye or a mosquito in my eye, or if I accidentally swallow a bug, I feel human misery, like, for sure.
Yeah.
But this gives them tummy aches. And the camera, I swear to God, just kind of moves over to see Bonk and Spike right there.
They're just standing right here. This is happening behind them.
They finish and they go, oh, now we're done. It's time for lunch. And they pick up they just have like McDonald's. Like,
yeah, they had milkshakes, which are so soupy.
Well, yeah, because they've been sitting on the cement getting heated up.
They are just milk at this point.
Yeah. So they grab those and like, let's go eat this. And they look over and they see Jordy Nebraska shooting the bugs at people. And he's like, I'm going to shoot the bugs at you. So he starts doing that. And they run into the photo booth. Antonio was like, I'm right near there. And he was so correct that he ran away.
Away from it. To loop back around and sneak up on the backside.
He does like a lap around the city, because the next time we see him again, he comes from the other side. And we're like, dude, you were literally there. What happened? So they run into the photo booth. And I go, hey, where did Antonio go?
This and is, I don't know if you caught this. This is the funniest part of the episode.
This is, so last time we talked about Felix Ryan giving it his all, making his moments count.
This was so, so good.
Because they get sprayed by bugs, so they take their, they, well, they don't take their food. That's
they
a
don't
big
take
plot
their
point.
Lunch. That's a plot
they
point.
They drop it, and they run in the photo booth. They get in there, and he's like, they got me, bug, they got me, Uncle Bug,
they got me, man.
They got me, man.
The bug, they got me.
It's like he's on The Wire all of a sudden.
And then his tummy rumbles. He's like, oh, no, I'm just hungry.
Sorry, I'm just hungry.
And he switches then, back to Toad voice. But for yeah. a minute, he was, like, acting.
It was, it's funny. It's
it
good
was
stuff.
So funny.
And so then Bulk goes, okay, well, we'll just eat. Wait, where's our food? And he goes, oh, I think we left it outside. So then Bulk says, desperate times call for desperate measures. And then do you remember in the fourth episode of Mighty Morphin when Bulk set a push a bench press record of yeah. I think 1,035 bench presses, which
yeah, it's up there. It's 1,000 double digit something.
It's one yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's the name of the episode.
The name of the episode is that amount of. That's how I know. So dude's strong.
Yeah,
and he just picks up the whole photo booth and they Flintstone it. And there's like a where are we going? They bump into stuff,
right,
but
and
then
they bump, and it shows pictures of them making faces when they get bumped.
It's pretty funny, pretty good stuff.
They get the food, and then they have a cute date photo
they,
shoot while
they
they're eating.
They run over
food.
And they just put the photo booth down on the food, and then eat it while the camera's still going off. And I went, now they're gonna see the photo.
Now
of
when
Antonio.
They get their photos, Antonio's photos are gonna be there, but instead, this is it.
This is the last we see of them in this episode.
This is it.
So,
what are we doing?
What are we do? How it's almost impressive that they are getting so close to doing something that, like, even if we've seen it before, and I know we've seen it on Power Rangers. I think this is how Sylvie found out that Carlos was a Power Ranger, was by finding a photo in a photo booth.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Like, even though we've seen it before, like, it's like you're setting up an obvious thing. And the children watching Power Rangers Samurai, the target demographic of 4 to 7 year olds watching Power Rangers Samurai, didn't see In Space. Like, it's on DVD, but they yeah. probably didn't watch it. They're watching Power Rangers now. You're allowed to do it again. And when you set it up and you get so close to it and then don't even acknowledge it, it feels bad. So that they don't find out who Antonio is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whole photo booth thing was just so he could make some kissy faces with a fish.
And so that Bulk could drink Spike's milkshake in a picture.
In a picture. And so Spike could go, they got me. They got me.
That's so good.
So then Antonio finally makes the loop back around. And he's like, hey, what are you doing here? And so he goes to spray Antonio with bugs, but he can cut real fast. Antonio can. So he just cuts all the bugs. And he goes to throw like a Ivan Ooze Gak ball at him. And then the other Rangers jump in, and Jaden blocks it with the big sword.
Yeah.
And they all start fighting. And then all of a sudden, Serrator is there, and I don't know if I missed him showing up or not,
he just
becomes
came.
There.
He's, yeah, he's just like, hey.
What's up? Serrator, I'm here now.
This is my plan, I'm sick of you teenagers hanging out in public while I'm trying to do stuff.
Hey, does anyone mind if I say my plan 30 times over the next 6 minutes? Because I'm gonna.
It's like his only dialogue is, I need the wedge of misery to go into the earth so that I can split the earth.
Yeah.
And merge. He doesn't even say the part where it's like gonna merge the worlds.
He's no, he just like, says the wedge part mostly. But he explains it the exact same way to every single new person that he talks to this episode. Like, he says it to Octaroo, he says it to Jordy Nebraska, he says it to Octaroo, he says it to the Rangers here, and he'll say it to Decker in a minute. And then he'll say it again to us, I guess.
Yeah, and I think he says it again to Decker.
And then he does like the same thing again. How light was this episode coming in? When you wrote it, they were like, oh, it's only 11 pages. We need 11 more pages.
I don't know if kids are going to understand the plan.
They...
Bad guys do with bad stuff. Need straight line. That's all a kid cares about.
Cracking it open. Cracking the world. They're going to crack it open. That's all you really need to know. But they need to say it 11 times. It's so mind-blowing that they do this. So then Moogies show up and they fight. Eventually the Rangers split up. So Jaden and the girls go to fight Jordy Nebraska, and the boys stay back to fight Serrator. I don't know if something happens in between.
At some point they summon Moogies.
There are Moogies that show up. Yeah, I don't know where.
I think Antonio was like, this guy summons bugs. And he was like, I don't only summon bugs. And then like five Moogies showed up.
Yeah, and then so they fight that for like 1 second. So eventually Serrator like knocks down Antonio and Mike. And Kevin's like, oh no. And then he goes to like finish the job. And the camera like moves. And Decker's behind him with a sword to his back. And I'm like, man, if this wasn't just Cole, imagine how cool this would be.
If this was just the monster.
If this was just Bone... Yeah. Skeleton, like blood skeleton Decker, that would be pretty radical, but it's not, it's just Cole, man.
It's just Cole and like his drapey clothes, his hippie clothes, and he's like, give me back my sword, Urumasa.
It's time for Urumasa to come back to daddy.
And daddy's Gator's gonna need his Urumasa, you punk ass.
And Serena's like, oh, great timing. Have you heard about the wedge I'm making to split the earth open?
Let me tell you the story I just told them.
We just heard it.
Because I love the story and I want to tell everybody.
We just heard it like a minute ago. We're hearing it again. But this time he goes, yeah, so I've been setting stuff up for a while. And then we see flashbacks of like several different monsters creating misery in certain places. But not all the monsters. So there's like a lot of other misery points. And if you're trying to make a straight line and you got these just misery points all hell west and crooked, it's going to deviate. And I think that he doesn't bring that into account when he's talking about his cool straight line made of misery wedges. So he just says the whole thing again. And then we go to commercial and we come back and we're on Jaden and Mia and Emily. And Journey Nebraska fires something at Jaden, basically. And the girls like take the hit for it. And then they like get out of the way and Jaden doesn't attack. And then they do their attacks with their weapons. And Mia doesn't say airway this time. She says like sky fan. So I think she just threw the whole fan at him. Yeah. Maybe
she just chucked it
because she's like, airway does sound pretty dumb, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So I'm just going to throw the whole thing. And so then Jaden pulls out the bazooka and kills him dead. And then we see people getting better from their tummy troubles. And we do hear like the ADR, someone going, my stomach's better offline, like off screen.
How would we have known?
It's like, oh, good. Because the lady going, oh, thank God. Like, that didn't convey it enough. So it's a good thing somebody said it. He grows. There's Zords. They start a Zord fight. And he has tentacles now. He will have bugs again later. But right now he's got tentacles. The boys get people away because like the misery is starting to make something happen. The earth's getting shaky. And then Serrator talks about the wedges again for the fifth or sixth time. And Decker wants his sword back. And Serrator's like, I'll give it back, but you got to do one more favor. You got to cut it. Because you have human misery and Nylock rage, and it's got to be you, so you got to do that for me.
Decker says no.
At some point, Decker goes, no. And he's like, you will, though. And Decker's like, I don't think I'm going to... Actually,
then he explains that all of the curse is in Urumasa.
Yeah,
he can never be free from the curse unless as long as there is Urumasa,
unless he does this one cool trick that doctors don't want you to know, which is use your sword. Rangers hate him for this one trick. So there's this genre of videos. I assume TikToks. I'm off TikTok, but I have the problem is I have spent a little bit more time in the Instagram Reels. It's like
that's me with YouTube Shorts. So like I get it.
The brain is bad, and we're trying to fix it. It takes a long time to undo the damage, the poison damage. Yeah. That they've
there
done,
will be right? Sometimes I'll scroll through a few videos, and I'll be like, "What?
What am I doing?
Are you doing like what am I doing? You don't even here? Like this stuff,
right?"
Like, you're just waiting for the next, like, South Arcade rehearsal video to show right. up. Like, just do anything else.
YouTube Shorts is at least good, because I go into my subscriptions. My YouTube, like, bookmark is subscriptions, not, like, my YouTube landing page. So if you go, if you click on Reels there, or YouTube Shorts there, it'll show you mostly stuff from people you follow. And then as soon as it shows me something from someone I don't follow, it, like, snaps me out of a stupor. Right? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I don't know this person. I can leave. Oh, thank God. The spell is broken. I can leave now. But if I don't, like, Instagram is totally different. Sometimes I'll be like, I've been here for 20 minutes. I don't know what I don't remember a single thing I've seen. But there is a genre of video where somebody will start the video going, did you know that if you, and then they will describe a bunch of steps and the end result is like, you'll be at this place or you'll have made this thing. But the way they describe it is like, did you know that if you take this thing and then you take this other thing and then you do this other thing with it and you flip it this way? And it's like, this is one sentence so far and I feel bad listening to it. So I need to go away from here. But that's basically what he
It's even worse when they try to make it like a loop. And at the end of the video, it's just, and that's why.
I don't like that. I do not like that tactic. I just watched the video. I don't got to do it again. Okay? Don't do that to me.
There's no novelty to that anymore.
No, that's old meta. That's TikTok 2022 meta. You need to stop that. But that's basically what Decker has to do to get rid of his misery, is to do a whole looping TikTok video. So we go back to Jaden and the girls in the Megazord, and they get ambushed by Moogies from nowhere. They just appear.
Yeah, just grabbing them, and they literally are like, where did these Moogies come from?
And it's like, I don't know, but
he can summon them, so.
Yeah. They're so big, though. I feel like you should have, right, he does have powers, I guess, so, like, you should have heard them, maybe, but I guess they're really quiet, so, sure. So they, like, knock them down, and eventually they pull out the boys. I'm going to say this slowly. The girls pull out Mike and Kevin's discs.
Yes, for the beetle and the swordfish.
Respectively. And they go, they won't mind us using these.
Well, no, first of all, it is supposed to be Mia's anyway.
It should have been Mia's. And also, with Jaden's in super mode, and you can just use anything with super mode. You don't need to do so. It's nice they let the girls do something. So they go into beetle mode, and they summon the Zords to knock them back, and then they go into beetle mode, and then swordfish mode, and then he goes into tiger mode. But at some point, they're like doing this. I'm like, why didn't they just use girl power? Just try girl power. Just try it a second time. It worked really well the first time. They kill the Moogies. Then they knock him down. I thought they were going to kill him, but they just knock him down. And then they summon spit flowers. Spit flowers?
I don't know. Those weird Muppets.
The Muppets. The big Muppet guys. And they kill them, and then they finally kill Jordy Nebraska. It takes forever. But in doing so, the wedge is just about ready, and he just needs Decker.
So this is really weird, because he says to Decker, take your sword Urumasa and strike the wedge.
Cut the wedge.
Before it explodes.
Yeah.
The words "before it explodes" came out of Serrator's teeth.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then immediately it starts to explode.
Yeah. Dayu is there. She sees this. She does a big jump away. The Rangers and Decker don't, so they get caught up in this big purple explosion. Then we see the other points that were on the map, in the line. They start glowing.
Yeah.
And I think, maybe I'm remembering incorrectly, but I think Serrator explains what's happening another time during this scene.
He might, yeah. It's like, oh, yes, the wedges are driving a crack into the earth that will split into
made out of
that,
human misery,
my plan.
And it's like, oh, okay, good. That's what's going on. Well, phew. But an explosion. Decker's hurt in the explosion. The Rangers are demorphed. I think we only see Jaden demorphed.
Did it happen without Decker?
I don't know. Maybe he's got to do another one now because it blew up.
Buildings are crumbling. The debris is on fire. The Rangers are defeated. Decker is defeated. Serrator is floating above the rubble, just like, behold your world collapsing around
There's
you.
Nothing you can do to stop me now. Dayu is like watching this, like she's watching she's in Fallout watching a nuclear explosion go off, and it's like, did it work?
Did it work?
Did it work? You talked about it so much. Did it work? And that's the end of the episode.
That's the end of the episode. So I don't know.
Notably, like, no Lauren again. So
no Lauren. What is Decker supposed to be? Like, what is his part of the plan if it's just doing it anyway?
Like, if it's like, do you? This is why I think, and maybe I'm giving it too much credit. I think maybe it blowed up in a bad way and didn't do what it needs. So he's got to make another wedge.
Yeah.
So that Decker can do that one now instead.
Great. So we got more, at least another episode of him explaining the plane again.
I can't wait to hear it 7 more times. Honestly, I'm still not fully clear on what he's trying to do. So one more round might be nice for me. But also, this is episode 14. Next is episode 15. And if Lauren doesn't show up next episode, she has to show up the one after that, or else she will only, one of her appearances will be in the Christmas or the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
So
the Halloween episode, which in real time aired the week after this one,
aired the week after this one without Lauren. So if she's in that, then there's a weird spoiler that was floating around.
Yeah.
And the Christmas episode, I think, is in the playlist, the YouTube playlist, like 2 episodes from now. But it didn't air until in December. So, like, I don't know.
It's the whole thing's a mess. No one knows. Hopefully it's not like this in every season going forward, but it probably is.
Yeah.
I'm also going to have to make a playlist and reorder it in the right order every season now, because they did that stupid, however they do playlists on YouTube now.
It's not a playlist anymore. It's just the show page, but it's not in an order.
By popularity or something. Yeah.
It's like, here's what the episodes we think you'll like in the order we think you'd like them in. And I would like them in the numbered order that they aired.
Like them in order, actually. Order.
That's the best. I think for me, that's pretty much the best way to watch something is regular. So,
after the season, I'll make that playlist for Megaforce. And
I'll unlist it,
but I'll share it with you. Oh, you found one?
I found one for Megaforce. Let's see. It's by the. Is this an official one? No, it can't be. There's only 390 subscribers. It's so the YouTube, the channel is called Power Rangers, the complete series. And I think it's just seasons of Power Rangers in playlists.
In order.
In order.
Is it the official uploads that they just made a playlist of?
They are. It's Power Ranger official uploads, but okay. They're just in the order that they're supposed to be in. This one has 20 and 21 in the order, and it had Clash of the Red Rangers not here, so it might have been in, no, it is here. It is after episode 5, so it's not where we had it. It was not in the correctest order. But then they do have Trickster Treat even earlier than...
Where are y'all getting your numbers?
I don't know.
Like...
It is where it says it is. It is after. Wait a minute. No, hold on. I'm just going to do it myself. Yeah, I don't know about this.
I'm going to have the wiki open in one tab, the Wikipedia list in one tab, and the and YouTube playlist in the other tab. I will make the playlist. I will share it on the Discord so everyone can tell me if anything needs further tuning.
So the one I just found from Power Rangers the Complete Series had it, with the exception of Clash of the Red Rangers, it was in the episode order that the numbers were. So it said, like, episode 17 was the Christmas episode, even though that's not where it was. It looks like it's the same with Megaforce, which does have it. Episode 20 is Endgame, which I assume is a finale, and then it's a Halloween and a Christmas episode after that. And the Christmas episode does have Troy in a cowboy hat with a big pumpkin. So.
On the Christmas episode?
Yeah. Oh, I mean the Halloween episode. Christmas episode has Robo Knight in a Santa hat.
It's like, leave it to Troy to be a cowboy for Christmas.
Of course. It's classic Troy. Yeah, so this YouTube channel has no uploads. It's just playlists of, I'm assuming, Power Rangers in the right order.
All right. I might still make my own. I'll compare and contrast.
We'll send you this one.
We'll get it figured out, I guess.
Yeah. They got Beef Morpher season 1 and 2, and they only have 8 episodes of Dino Fury. So I don't know if they got shut down. I don't know what happened. But anyway, that's the end of the episode, Josh. We got to do with this stuff.
Yeah.
You started, so I get to pick the first best. It's Urumasa Rising from the Grave.
That is pretty good.
Runner up to Spike's.
They got me, man. Spike, they got me, man. The bugs got me, man. They got me. I think it is Urumasa. The way you heal the like bloodlust sword is to bury it in a grave.
In a grave and have the fresh grave dirt heal. Yeah. That's great. That rules.
It's like an old grave too, because it's just like a marking stone. It's not like a gravestone.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It's good, good stuff. The worst. Part of me wants to say that there's no lore. No, you know what? Actually, sorry. The worst is that the last episode ends with Jaden dead, and this episode starts like that never happened.
Yeah, the worst is that this episode is a direct sequel to the last episode, but also the last episode didn't matter.
Yeah, that sucks. That's the worst. And then MVP is Spike.
Spike? I think it's Spike.
I think it's Spike. Maybe Bulk for showing off his big strength, but I think it's got to go to Spike.
Yeah.
He also did have a joke where he said, nothing's as good after Tai Chi than Chai Tea.
Yeah.
And that guy laughed at that. I chuckled at that when he said it.
It was good. Spike was very good in this, if you can believe it.
If you can believe it, somehow, some way. Now we got to rank it. I mean, I think this is better than the last episode.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's a lot better than the last episode, though.
Yeah, I'm scrolling up the list trying to remember what these are. It's for sure not above Fish Out of Water.
No, I would rather watch Kevin Fish for 12 minutes and get heat stroke than
this. Be helped by a random man.
So the fact that they kept going back to him explaining the wedge makes me think it goes around Boxed In and Super Samurai, because I remember Boxed In was just constantly going back to shots of what the hell is the Gold Rangers? Antonio. Just shots of Antonio like texting at a thing.
Oh, at the black box trying to unlock it. Yeah, just
a lot of him texting at a thing trying to unlock it. And I feel like that's about the same as him going, the wedge made of misery will open the earth when the earth opens because of the misery wedge. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Antonio texting might be better.
I think so. What happened in that? And Super Samurai, well, that's when they get to the black box and Jaden goes Super Samurai, and he goes, from now on, we have to be, and he looks at the camera and goes, Super Samurai.
That sucks in a similar way. Okay.
I'm not going to try to remember what Tess's leader was. That's episode 7-Eleven.
That might be the one where Jaden ran away. I can't remember.
He either ran away
for Test of the Leader or for Jaden's challenge.
He ran away at the end of that one. And the start of the next one, he was already away. I don't know which order it was, but I think Test of the Leader was 7-Eleven. I don't know. Better than that?
Yeah. So is it better or worse than Super Samurai, the season part two premiere?
Super Samurai, the episode of Super Samurai.
The mid-season premiere?
Mid-season. Like, they counted as a second season, so I don't know.
But that feels like a weird...
That's just like a contract thing. Yeah. I don't know. Jaden going, we got to be Super Samurai now, I think is cheesy in a way that's at least a little more fun.
A little more charming than the Wedge of Misery will cause a crack in the earth. And then you have to hit it with your sword, Urumasa.
So under that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right, it's coming in at number 28, A Crack in the World, which we don't see this episode.
No. So we see holes in the world.
We see wedges in the world. But there's like a premonition of a crack of like, this is what will happen, is it will do this. But we don't really see the crack. And I feel like a lot of samurai is categorized by the name of the episode being pretty close to what happens, but not really.
But not really.
Like, just wrong enough in a way that makes you go,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird legacy to have, I guess. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. You still got the thing open? Do you know what the next episode's called?
I should.
I think it's like A Stroke of Luck or something to that effect.
Stroke of Fate.
Stroke of Fate. Okay, Josh.
No.
No?
No, Lauren.
No, Lauren? You're not thinking of Lauren? Okay. All right. I was going to ask. I asked and answered.
Yeah.
No Lauren next episode.
I'm betting we get no Lauren until Fight Fire with Fire. That's my guess.
Okay. I'll say she shows up next episode at the very end.
Okay.
Like one of her five appearances is the very, very end of this episode.
2 seconds of like her stepping out of a car or something.
Right. Yeah. Her and it might not even legally be her. It might just be a foot from an extra, so it doesn't count as Kim Crossman being in the episode. So that's why it's not counted on, in the five. But right. I do think we will see hide or hair of of Lauren. We'll find out next time. But until then,
may the power protect you. Like we've been doing this season for 2 years now.
It does seem like it's been a while. We started Samurai, I want to say, in June.
You could say anything and I'd be like, yeah, that's right.
Because I remember watching the third episode with Ash when I went, the first time I went down there, and that was at the end of June. So we definitely started a grip ago.
Yeah.
We've been in samurai times for quite a while. Since ancient Japan, it feels like.
Okay, here we go.